What's the latest on the crew? Let's go inside the clubhouse with Drew Wagner of Forbes Sports on Wisconsin Sports Daily. Served up by Wendy's on 1250 AM and 105.7 FM The Fan. Inside the clubhouse is brought to you by Focus Baseball. Sign your kids up now for July open tryouts at focusbaseball.com. Ages 6 to 17.
I was thinking about something in the break here. Wagner is out there building a fence for somebody, making some money on the side. You are making money off of this, right, Wags?
Do I seem like the person who would do work for free?
No.
I mean, granted, you know, judging from my paycheck, you'll have another story, but hey, nonetheless, I'm getting paid for it. It's a job, man. I'm a good contractor.
So why don't you have, like, intern carpenters working for you? You could have, like, you know, intern...
Got my nephew helping out.
Oh, so there's two of you then at least. Okay, well, that's good then. Because, I mean, it's really hot. The air quality isn't good. You know, we get these forecasts out of the 50s.
Oh, yeah. I just had a woman at the gas station yell at me for having my son out in such horrible condition doing manual labor.
Yes.
And not cleaning ourselves up before coming in to get a soda.
I don't really worry about the kid. I'm more worried about your old behind out there and getting breathing issues and so forth. I'm more concerned for you, Wags. The kid, I'm sure, will be fine.
I hauled 200 fence pickets. No problem. I'm good, man. I can handle this stuff.
All right. That's fine.
It's actually not bad out today. I thought it was going to be a lot worse. Just more fear-mongering by our meteorologist community.
I am a fear monger of you because I want to make sure you're good. Andrew Wagner, Forbes Sports Brewers writer, brought to you by Focus Baseball, joining us here on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's. Follow him on Twitter at @ByAndrewWagner. I just saw something come across in the commercial break, and I kind of got angry. I know. Shocking. But there's a report from the Sports Business Journal that the Cubs and Giants are reportedly in the mix to host the MLB All-Star Game in the near future. The three cities, which last hosted in the 90s, Toronto, Baltimore, and Boston, are also angling to bring the game back as well. What a crock of crap that is. We got a tie for our All-Star Game. A freaking tie. If anybody is due back in All-Star Game, it's Milwaukee, Drew.
Yeah, I mean... I know, I'm sure the Brewers have bid on it. It just doesn't get leaked. I mean, I'm sure they would love to have another one here. I mean, they want to showcase the stadium. I mean, I'm going to guess, though, that if they're going to do it, they're going to wait until this latest round of renovations is done because, you know, all kinds of stuff's going to happen to the park.
Well, the Euchre exhibit for sure.
Yeah. You know, I wouldn't be shocked if it comes back. But here's the other thing. Putting on an event like that is also a giant pain in the rear end for the teams that are hosting it.
Sure.
It is a ton of extra work. It is expensive. It is stressful. Like, because you're still dealing with a season. MLB comes in and basically takes over your facility. So, yeah, it'd be nice to have one. I'm sure the Brewers would like to have one in the future. But at the same time, I could see them being like, you know what? We good. Like, we got enough that we got to deal with. We're just going to focus on that.
But there's got to be a huge financial impact for the team.
I think it's not so much for the team as it is the community because, I mean, the team doesn't get the revenue from the tickets.
True.
You know, that's the big thing. Yeah, you get the parking concession, but basically you pay all this money to put on an event and MLB gets the profits out of it. You know? The community gets a great benefit from, you know, all the hotels and all that stuff. But yeah, I mean, it's not like it's a moneymaker for teams. It's a prestige thing. It's a bragging rights thing.
Right. Yeah. No, and I get that. Talking with Andrew Wagner as we go inside the clubhouse here, Forbes Sports Brewers writer, brought to you by Focus Baseball here on The Fan. All right. Let's talk about this Brewers baseball team. They've been red hot heading into this All-Star break. They sweep the Nationals on the way out. Do you think this whole Andrew Vaughn thing is real?
It's four games. You know, I think it has a chance to be. And I guess maybe that's a cop-out answer.
Let me throw a name out there for 1 second. Let me throw a name. The last time this team was in the NLCS was 2018, We went back and looked at that roster in the last segment of the last hour. Jesus Aguilar had his all-star year that year. That was the only time he's really put up those type of numbers. And Charlie and I were just talking, like, what if Andrew Vaughn has his Aguilar moment for the Brewers here in the second half? That changes everything for this offense.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's nothing wrong. That's why I say I think he can be. I'm not going to go out there after four games and say he's the answer. I'm also going to say after four games, it's not real. I think he has a chance to be. Listen, the guy is really good. He was a number three draft pick for a reason. He was a spectacular hitter in college. He would have been an even better hitter in the big leagues, I think, if he would have gotten the appropriate time in the minor leagues to develop. Remember, he lost the whole season because of COVID and then kind of got shoved into different positions because of everything that the Sox are trying to do. I think some stability. I think new scenery. I think new voices in his ear. I think a new way of looking at things will only benefit this guy. Is he going to be the answer long-term? That's up to him. If he keeps producing, he'll keep getting put in the lineup every day. That's what it basically comes down to. Is it going to change when Hoskins comes back? Probably, but he's got to go out these next couple weeks and do everything he can and keep producing and make it a hard decision.
Do we know, or do you think, that when Pat Murphy decided to put out this rotation coming out of the break, that he was eyeing up different series in the second half? So counting out days to see who would line up against the Cubs coming
sure.
up at the end of the month.
I think so.
Because this rotation coming out of Priester and then Peralta and then Quintana to start it off, and then that's in L.A. against the Dodgers, and then to go to Seattle with Mizorowski and Woodruff is not something I don't think Brewers fans would have necessarily drawn up when you're lining up your rotation. And that's why I think this, I haven't counted it off, but I would imagine this puts them in a position to have Woodruff and Mizorowski in that series against the Cubs.
I'm sure the nerd herd of Jack and Kurt, who have nothing better to do with their lives and sit and look at the calendar and the rotation, are counting it out right now as we speak. But I, like you, have a life and haven't.
Yeah.
That said, I do absolutely believe that they've taken that into consideration. Why wouldn't you? I mean, you have to. You're lining this up that you're going for it now. You're game out. The race is on. It's there for the taking. And listen, the Brewers have a tough schedule down the stretch. I mean, I think it's one of the top 10 hardest schedules in terms of strength of opponents. So yeah, you're lining this up to hit at the right time in the right series.
We were looking at this too earlier for Jacob Mizorowski. As far as, is there a minimum requirement for a Cy Young Award winner? Charlie said there is not. Raleigh Fingers did it back in 81 without even pitching 80 innings in the closer role. Burns, when he won it, was just over 160. I would assume if Mizorowski pitches out and if they don't do the smart thing and kind of not have him pitch every fifth day, if they let him go all the way through, he's going to be somewhere around 150 or so probably before this whole thing is said and done, before you get to the postseason. I mean, if he ends up winning the Cy Young here on the way out of here, I mean, that changes everything. I mean, there's a report out that, you know, they're talking with him and have been talking with him since the beginning of the year, him and his representation, about a contract extension.
He goes I don't believe that. I don't believe that for a second.
You don't believe they're talking?
I don't believe that for a second. Maybe they have checked in now, but I saw that tweet last weekend, and I did not believe it then. I do not believe it now. Listen, the Brewers were not sure what they had in Jacob Mizorowski going into this season. They were not. They still weren't sure if he was going to cut it as a starter. So I highly doubt that they were sitting there and being ready to offer a guy like this a 10-year deal like Churio when they still didn't know if he was going to be a starter or not. You know, maybe they were looking at an Aaron Ashby type deal, but I don't think they had that conversation going into the season because nobody really knew what they were going to see out of Jacob Mizorowski last year. Because remember, they moved him in the bullpen late last year because he still didn't have those secondary pitches and his command was still way off. So to say that the Brewers are sitting there looking up long term, just it boggles the mind. And especially with a guy like that, where you're risking, let's face it, the guy's a Tommy John waiting to happen. I don't think you're going to lock a guy into a long term contract like that until you've eliminated as many of those doubts as possible.
You took up about Charlie brought this up yesterday, Garrett Crochet being a guy with the White Sox who they eventually shut down and then moved off of relatively quickly. And he got, what, $27, $28 million a year. I mean, if his agent uses that as a barometer after this year, you're talking like $30 million a year for 7 or 8 years. I just don't see how the Brewers could possibly afford that.
I just don't see it being a wise investment. If he's looking for the life-changing 7-year deal now, it's too risky with a pitcher. It is too risky with a young pitcher. Because, again, there's two types of pitchers. Guys who've had Tommy John, guys who are going to have Tommy John. That's just the nature of the game right now. Maybe they talk about it more after this season.
True.
But I highly doubt they're going into it right now.
But look at it from this perspective. Let's say they give him a 7-year contract extension, or 8-year contract. Let's say it's 8-year contract extension goes till he's 31. Even if he ends up having Tommy John, we've seen guys come back stronger and better after Tommy John eventually.
And that's true, too. You know, that's another way of looking at it. My point is, I don't think they've brought that topic up yet. I do not believe that report, Francie, it was something Romero, I think it was.
Yeah, correct, yep.
I don't believe that. I don't believe that.
He is Andrew Wagner as we go inside the clubhouse here, brought to you by Focus Baseball. Again, Focus Baseball tryouts going on this month. All you got to do is go to focusbaseball.com to get your kids signed up for be on one of those Focus Baseball teams for next summer. Apparently, Kurt Hoge, what do you call him? Stupid Kurt? Is that what you call him?
Stupid Kurt.
Stupid Kurt, yeah. He has reported, apparently, that Mizorowski scheduled to pitch here in the 7th inning tonight for the All-Star game. You tell me, like, I don't remember ever being told what inning guys were pitching in for the Brewers previously. And if this is real, and if this is actually going to go down, it's the 7th inning. That is a great move by Major League Baseball to push him to the back end of this game to continue to be able to tease him the entire night and put the camera on him.
Yeah, I mean, I don't remember ever hearing an announcement like that. We got the text message yesterday from Brewers Media Relations in a rare moment of relating to the media. I'm like, well, that's unheard of. So maybe it's just a different way they're charting things out, and maybe they're doing it to help guys get ready. Using a lot of starters in relief roles, so it makes sense to do it. But yeah, I think it's a great move, like pitching him the 7th.
Question.
Like I was joking with Mitch the other day, like, you know, I was kind of half expecting him to go to Miz in the 3rd inning and just give him the rest of the game to burn his arm out, so he wouldn't have to face him next weekend in L.A.
I have a question. What inning is McGill pitching in?
No clue.
That wasn't on the text.
That was not on the text.
No. Again, this is made for TV stuff here. Major League Baseball, I screwed around. Like, I got this sensation. I want everybody to know when we're pitching them so everybody can make sure to promote it that way. They'll promote it that way on the broadcast
like
all
that,
night.
That goofy thing they had during the World Series. Shohei Ohtani not playing in this game, and they had the bug up for most of the game.
That's true. That's a good one. Yes, absolutely.
No, I mean, it's a smart move by baseball. Like, baseball, listen, I've said this with Tommy. I've said this with Mason. Like, baseball sucks at promoting its young players.
It does.
It sucks at promoting itself.
I agree.
It shoots itself in the foot more than I do dating. So, yeah, they're finally doing the right thing. Like, let's go out and showcase these guys. The NBA's been doing it for years, almost to a detriment of showcasing player over team. It's about time MLB pulled its head out of its rear end and said, we've got to market these guys.
He is Andrew Wagner, Forbes Sports Brewers writer. Follow him on Twitter at @ByAndrewWagner. He joins us every Tuesday and Friday. And, of course, you catch him with Tommy Wirtz with the leadoff show, powered by the Pottawatomie Sportsbook, before every Brewers game. Next game there coming up on Friday night in L.A. Mr. Wagner, thank you so much, and enjoy your fence building.
I actually need to go down to the Pottawatomie Sportsbook and put some wagers on tonight's softball game.
Excuse me?
That's my next stop.
You're still
tonight,
playing?
We have a softball doubleheader. Yeah, we have a lot of rainouts to make up, so we have a doubleheader tonight, and I'm going to bet that we lose both. by a combined 40 points, 40 runs.
Hold on a second. The pictures you sent me, you're still playing?
Spring and summer league, baby.
Can we start a pool on the air of when you get hurt next?
I haven't been hurt in weeks. That was one time.
I'm just telling you, man.
I've got the best speed and agility on that team.
Old people should not be doing this type of stuff. I just don't think it's a good idea. People end up blowing out ACLs and everything else because your body's just not meant to go through the rigors. Ask Kevin Holden, for God's sakes. That's a perfect example of an old guy that got hurt playing softball.
How much hustle do you think there is in whale poop open weeknight softball in the burbs?
Well, I have no idea. I think we should probably come and watch at some point just to see what this looks like. But yeah. So you're saying there's not a lot of running and hustling after softball?
It's like our entire team is made up of 2002 Jose Hernandez.
A lot of strikeouts. That's too bad.
A lot of strikeouts.
All right, Mr. Wagner. I'll see you later. There he is, Andrew Wagner.